Disney likes to call its theme park complex in Florida the happiest place on Earth. But its executives are not so happy now. It all started just over a year ago when Florida passed what critics call the Don't Say Gay law. It outlaws teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to children up to the third grade. The CEO of Disney criticized the law. That didn't sit well with Governor Ron DeSantis.
We view that as a provocation.
For more than 50 years, Disney has been empowered to act as its own local government for its theme parks and surrounding area, approving building projects, collecting taxes, building roads, funding firefighters and police officers. But DeSantis recently signed a law to strip them of that authority, putting his hand-picked board in charge of the district occupied by Disney, which brings tens of millions of tourists to the state every year. A move criticized by some economic analysts.
All this special district does, like any other special district, is raise revenue and provide services. If you eliminate it, it just means that other governments, cities and counties, have to raise revenues to pay for those services, or they have to reduce those services.
After a back and forth for control, Disney has now sued to get its power back. DeSantis is expected to run for president. During an overseas trip, likely meant to burnish his foreign policy credentials, DeSantis remained defiant.
Every other Floridian has to have this type of oversight, all Florida businesses. So it's a little bit much to be complaining about that. I don't think the suit has merit. I think it's political.
In a recent poll, 44% of Republicans said they had a more favorable view of DeSantis because of his fight with Disney. But the same poll shows the majority of Americans were less likely to support a candidate who punishes companies for speaking out. DeSantis and his wife Casey were married at Disney in 2009, but 14 years later, the escalating dispute could hurt him politically if he gets the Republican nomination. This has already been a costly fight, but it's not yet clear which side will pay the most for it. Patty Culhane, Al Jazeera, Washington.